At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking Rex Heuermann right now with retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendapper. And not just about Rex anymore, as this thing has grown its own set of tentacles as well. And the implications, more specifically, about Police Chief James Burke, arrested just the other day on soliciting a sex worker, the very same thing that Heuermann is alleged to have done and then murdered them. And for many, many years, this case was a cold case, but it appears it really didn't have to be. Can you speak to that, the corruption, the 10 years, and how all of this was able to go on and linger for so long when there was apparently quite a bit of information and evidence that would have pointed them to Heuermann much earlier?
It is so concerning to me because you stated it well, Tony. This case could have been solved so much earlier, even though we know back in that time mitochondrial DNA couldn't be used to make the links. Mm-hmm. There was so much other evidence there. The car, you know, the vehicle, the truck description, witnesses, the burlap bags, so much that could have been looked into that was finally looked in by this task force. As for Mr. Burke, recall he was arrested with after beating quite significantly a junkie who broke into his truck and stole sex toys and pornographic, pornographic items, and served over 40 months in federal prison for that. And then, of course, as you said, he was just arrested for these sex workers. So it would seem he's had quite a history of sexual deviant behavior. And was that part of the reason that he just closed down this investigation? Recall, he kicked the FBI out.
Yeah.
You know, we can't be involved in these cases with no interstate nexus or federal nexus unless invited. And so he had a lot of control and his own sexual perversions. Did that intersect somehow with one of these other victims? Was he involved in any other way? It's very concerning. And I hope this task force gets to the bottom of it.
Is it a red flag when a local jurisdiction kicks the FBI out and doesn't want their assistance, doesn't want all the expertise and the plethora of avenues for processing material and stuff? They just say, we're good. We're happy. We don't need any of this. How does that sit with you when that sort of a situation occurs?
Well, sometimes it happens strictly because there is no relationship between the local authority and the bureau authority that's in that area. Mm-hmm. So that happens sometimes. They just have no connection. And of course, locals don't want the FBI coming in, quote unquote, you know, like the Die Hard episode, taking over the investigation, you know, FBI, we're here. Mm-hmm. Those days are really long over. Yeah. You know, most FBI offices work very well with their local jurisdictions. But yes, it is a red flag, in my opinion. You know, it happened in Delphi. And I think that that was a split in that case because of two different beliefs in terms of how the case was going to be handled, who the possible subject was, all of that. So, you know, they have the venue. They kicked out the FBI in this case. You know, maybe the same thing, but it would seem now you have a chief that didn't want the FBI there probing on and finding what really happened to all of those 11 victims.
And it makes you wonder how many other Rex Huerman types have been overlooked as well. I would think almost everything that occurred during his administration or while he was there as the chief is going to have to be looked at with a very close eye, because if there was something that would have possibly pointed a finger towards James Burke, not necessarily involved in these crimes, but involved in that world for his own enjoyment, if you will, there might be far more people that are sitting right there under the radar that haven't been looked at.
Yes, it's such a great point, because if this was something he was trying to hide, in other words, his illicit vocations on the side, if he was trying to hide that, imagine all of the other cases, all of the other sex workers, as an example, that might have information on him, and that, you know, cases were otherwise set aside or weren't properly investigated. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what all is found.
How in control is it where or was Chief James Burke in this, in terms of acting alone, in terms of saying we're doing this, we're not doing that? Is this something where really he did have all the power to say yay or nay to something, or would there have to be others involved as well that either looked the other way or, you know, went along with it in some way, shape, or form of not investigating some of these things, you know, because they wanted to go along with him?
Well, the police, the FBI, all police organizations, if you will, are really quasi-military, mm-hmm. meaning when your boss says go out in that intersection and stand on your head, the idea is that you do it without question. Mm-hmm. And so when he said, FBI, you're gone, mm-hmm. Folks, that's going to the cold case room. We've got a lot of other items we need to be working. That is what happened. And, you know, underlings don't question. And if you do question, you know, you could be called insubordinate. Mm-hmm. You can be written up for insubordination. Your hopes of advancing or anything could just be pushed aside. And the other thing is, you would like to think that the people in charge are making decisions based on good reasoning and mm-hmm. not on personal issues and hiding something. You would like to think that anyway.
Sure.
So no, the buck stopped with him, Tony.
Yeah. And everybody would like to think that everyone in those positions is doing the right thing and working for the greater good and not in sort of selfish way. In this case, it appears on the surface that James Burke very much was acting in a selfish way. As the task force continues to investigate this, depending on what they find, could there be additional punishment or charges or anything that can be brought against or should be brought against James Burke should they find willful ignorance or really just a cover up on his part not to look into some of these things for his own fear of being caught in his own misdeeds.
Absolutely. There's public corruption statutes and federal public corruption statutes that if, you know, witnesses were paid off, if cases were overlooked, if incentives were given to other, you know, detectives to close cases down, if that can be proven, there are definite statutes that can be followed up on. And I think we're going to see a very hard look at a lot of different cases that could have intersected with the Lisk murders.
And hopefully that will lead to possibly some new convictions and actually finding those responsible as they continue to dig into that. Very, very interesting new direction or spider leg off of this whole case.
Yes, it really is. It's something. I mean, you would have think he served, you know, 40 plus months in federal custody. And it's what people don't understand is it doesn't matter what the addiction is. If it's a sexual depravity type addiction that you have, some people just cannot control themselves. And we saw it with Rex Heuermann and we saw it with Mr. Burke.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.